We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. They got some brand new deer hunting regulations. Going to talk about that in this segment. Brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. Well, Tri-County Roofing is a dear friend of the show. Jacob, tell us a little bit about Tri-County.
Yeah, Tim and the crew at Tri-County Roofing, 810-732-7740 or tricountyroofingofmidmichigan.com. Servicing whatever tri-counties you're in.
No, he services Old Doggone State, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. Whatever part of the, you know, you can be near any three counties.
They were just down in Saline doing a big job, and they're up in Clare doing a big job. They got jobs going all over the place.
Your roof, flat roofs, what did I say last week? Green roofs, blue roofs, black roofs, one roof, two roofs, whatever you've got. Tim and the crew at Tri-County Roofing, fully trust them to do your roof. We trust them on ours. You should trust them on yours, too.
That's right. And they are excited about this new law, too. New deer hunting regulations out this week. Big news. And I'm sure we're going to see some tweaks and some balancing acts going on here because they made some major changes, folks. And I'm a little shocked at some of them, but let's dig right into it. The changes for 2026-2027 seasons.
Yeah, some are going to take effect this year. Some are going to wait till next year.
Right. So, including muzzle loader season has been shortened to 3 days. The basic end of the January hunting season for whitetail deer.
Which I'm not complaining about.
No, I'm not either. The expanded rifle use in southern Michigan, which is a shock to all of us straight-walled cartridge folks, eliminating the shotgun zone and creating it wide open. And 2027, the new one-buck rule will be enacted. And it'll be interesting change for us Lower Peninsula folks. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, let's talk about that one first.
Well, as we work down.
Yeah.
Yep. Go for it.
Yeah. So this is going to limit hunters to one antler deer per season. And if I read correctly, I think there's going to be like a three or more on one side type of a scenario.
Yes, yes.
So they're trying to build a bigger, healthier herd like we see in neighboring states, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, you know, things like that.
Places where people travel to hunt to, like they used to travel to Michigan to hunt to.
And yeah, and, so and we're trying to
hunters here.
Make some changes. Now, this happened up north. This isn't anything new. I mean, it's new for us down in Lower Michigan, but there were years, especially I remember Manistee County, where you were limited and you had to have
four points on one side. Yeah.
So down here, and I say it in a polite way, that the typical shotgun zone hunters, you know, the farm fields, the state game lands, almost have been spoiled. Where if it's brown and has a point on its head, it's getting shot.
Yeah.
But the people that typically have gone north to hunt, this is really nothing new to them.
Well, but the weird thing is, everybody says we're overpopulated, and we can see that. Like, you drive around in
the evenings
right now.
I saw 10 in the field.
On the way here.
On the way here today.
Yeah. So there are so many deer out there, and it's Saturday morning, so you might be looking out in your backyard. You might even have them in your own backyard.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what, there are so many deer in Michigan right now, I can't believe that they're putting regulations on us. If I were running a show and I was told by my superiors or people I trusted that we need to bring the size of this herd down, I'd say bait and make doe permits $5 a piece. Because if they shrink the amount of does, the amount of fawns are going to be down.
Yeah.
Okay. I would not be putting wolves out because I can't stand the thought of that. But that's me. That's me personally. Okay.
I could see down, well, I don't want to digress too far. I would like to see the wolf season come back maybe once every 5 years.
Yeah, or every other year, something like that.
And you're limiting it to only, like they do this with moose and bear, I'm sorry, elk and bear too. This isn't a free-for-all. There's a lottery, and not that many people get it. Yep. So why not do that for wolves? Yep. But back to deer. Now, they've also, so your doe permits are there. So there's also the option, there's a possible change where you could earn a second buck tag for down here in Lower Michigan if you first harvest a doe.
Yep.
Remember now, you have to do the mandatory registration of your deer on the app or on the website.
I had a hard time with that last year.
Yeah, you have to be logged in. And anyways, it's classic technology.
You got to have a smartphone for one thing.
You do.
You know, so for old Larry that doesn't even have a smartphone, he ain't going to do it. You know?
Yeah. You got to go home.
And that makes him non-compliant, which makes him ticketable.
You've got to know somebody with a phone or be able to have somebody with a computer that can do it. So sounds like if you, like I said, if you get the dough first, you do register for a second buck. They're playing with some things here.
Or you can,
And it's, for the foreseeable future, in lower Michigan, that is...
It could be interesting.
What's going to happen. Now, I've seen a lot of discussion. Yep. There's been a lot of discussion since that NRC meeting on Wednesday.
Right.
And one of the biggest things I saw was, and there's a lot of good points to this, the problem with Michigan is it's only broken up into three zones.
Yeah, it should be probably 12.
There should be multiple zones because Wayne County hunting is totally different than...
Even northern Oakland
Livingston County hunting.
Yeah.
Then
Lapeer County.
Lapeer County. Know. What's the one at the tip of the thumb? Even Tuscola County up in there.
Huron County or
These counties have so many different natural habitats.
Well, you go just north of the shotgun line, and you're hunting in the Clare area, it's not 640-acre squares anymore.
Right.
It's broke up into little 40-acre parcels. And if you got one guy hunting with a 300 Winchester Magnum next to a guy that hunts with a shotgun, next to a guy that hunts with a 416 Rigby, I mean, no matter what they're doing, there's going to be some crossfire going on. So my point is, with all these gun regulations and everything, boy, safety's up to you, you know?
Well, and that takes us to the next topic, too.
Yeah.
For years, for absolutely years now, so much of our discussion on the show has been centered around the acceptance and use of straight-walled cartridges.
Yep.
And it's going to be odd for us to deal with this, but there's a change. Yeah. They've taken away that shotgun zone.
Yep.
So if you're hunting out in a state game area, or you're hunting anywhere down here, traditionally south, was it 46?
Well, no, it was basically across 57 at Marion Springs. There, it makes that jog.
Somewhere
south
up in there.
South of there. Yeah, it zigzags.
It zigzags.
But a little bit. But it goes all the way across state, below that line with shotgun, above that line with rifle.
I thought it was M46.
I don't know.
Whatever the line is in the DNR handbook, that's gone. So now, I mean.
Will it stand? I don't know. It could change by next year, you know? It could change.
It could change.
If there's enough of an outrage. But I'm kind of excited. It's a two-edged sword for me. I'm a little excited about it. I'm a little disgruntled.
I can use my 35 Whelen down here.
Yeah.
Now
I can long range hunt with a nice light rifle with my 6.5 Grendel.
I feel confident in my shots because I'm shooting from an elevated blind aiming down towards the ground.
Right. Right.
I'm not sitting at the base of a tree shooting on flat land here.
Or up a hill.
Or up a hill where that bullet's 4 miles away, it's gonna hit somebody.
Right.
So I'm not worried about myself.
Know your shot.
I'm worried about the people around us who might be sitting at a tree base.
Yeah.
Or just Larry, like you said, cousin Larry walking around in a field, seeing a deer run and just starts opening up because he's got a Remington 742 and 30-06.
And then he realizes on that last shot, was that a house?
I'm pointing at a house.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, look, there's the neighbor's LP tank.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Look like a big white deer.
So that's going to be a really big change, I feel.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned about it.
I think that's the biggest change to come out of this. Now,
I wouldn't have done it. I don't think I would have done it. You know, I if I was on that board, I would have said absolutely not.
Well, we're more populated down here now. Well,
the population hasn't gone down much in the state.
Well, there's people leaving.
Yeah,
but it's more.
Yeah, but then again, the urbanization.
We're more urban down here than we've ever been.
Yeah, we are going out into the townships and everything, filling the space up with people.
Yeah.
So it's harder to find a 200-acre farm to hunt, you know, and a lot of people hunt with three people on 40 acres.
And I see plenty of stuff on my drive every day where the trees, you know, that fancy blind 100 feet from behind someone's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, gotta overlooking
the regulations. You got to know the regulations now. Yeah. It's going to be different. So we got to be very careful. So
you also said muzzleloading season.
Muzzleloading season is cut down to 3 days now.
Now I have a muzzleloader.
Yep.
And I will admit I've never used it because I've been able to use my 450 during muzzleloading season.
Yeah.
I wonder, have they changed that? Do we know that yet?
Oh, November, December is opened up to all guns.
Is it all guns? Even though it's called muzzleloading season.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, December's all firearms. Now, the late deer season that ends on January 1st, It ends on January 1st. Yeah, so we need to figure out by the book, is that dusk or dawn? What is that going to be?
Exactly. I want to know. I'm thinking they're going to give us January 1st, but I don't know for sure. So there's a lot to talk about. We'll be talking about this all year long, I'm sure. I think we made a good point today in discussing it. But remember, you can get us at shooter@thegss.com. And we're going to talk about our Facebook challenge at the beginning of the next hour.
Perfect.
A Facebook challenge.
More on that after this. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Don't go away. Keep it right here.